At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What's up, y'all? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. It's Sunday, January 15th, time for another episode of Talking Arrow, available now on iTunes. I just recapped the Invasion episode, and I totally forgot that Anna B., one of my friends, and one of my friends who is a extreme Arrow and Flash fan, did 2 recaps for Invasion and for this episode that we're going to talk about, What We Let Leave Behind. And I totally forgot to put her in that one. So I apologize. And for everybody that was looking forward to hearing Anna B's awesome Australian accent, I apologize. But I'm going to have her here. And what I'm going to do is, I've decided I write my notes of the stuff that I want to talk about, the things that moved me, and then I have her. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play her, and then I'm going to do my thing, and then if she leaves anything out, I'm just going to jump in at the end. Yeah, I figure that. You know, why not kick off the recap with her Australian accent? All right, so let's do this, y'all. We're going to be talking about December 7th episode, What We Leave Behind. Arrow returns Wednesday, January 25th, which is what, in 2 weeks? So I'm so excited because that cliffhanger at the end, holy smokes, but let's take it to Anna B out there in Australia. What's up?
Hi Mike, here we are for the mid-season finale of Arrow. It's come around so quick, these 9 episodes. And this one certainly didn't disappoint after we just had the mid-crossover with all the with Supergirl and that from last week.
Right.
And Legends and Flash. Mm-hmm. So now we get back on track with the storyline with Prometheus to try and find out who he is. We're still no closer to knowing the true identity of him.
Agree.
Even though we know from the flashbacks, which was great to see, I thought.
I agree.
Going back to season 1 and doing the storyline from there.
Yes.
That it's the child of someone Oliver took down from back there. And the team also learning that Evelyn has double-crossed them and is working with Prometheus.
Hate that little girl.
And that's how he knows a lot also about all of them. I love the flashback going back to season 1 when we see Oliver and Felicity meet and he's gone to her to get some information. And there's that red pen, that darn red pen that has got them together. I didn't like, it was sad actually to see Curtis and his relationship with Paul break up because
He's
choosing to be a vigilante.
Paul's a punk.
But that's what he needs to do. And hey, maybe they might find their way
whatever.
Back. I hope so.
I don't.
I think with Prometheus kidnapping Felicity's boyfriend Malone, that was pretty sad. And it was heart-wrenching for me, I think, because unknowingly, Prometheus put on his costume and forced Oliver to kill him, not knowing that was Malone under it.
Yeah.
And even though Oliver did kill him, the team still stand by him after that. And it was a really emotional scene. And I feel sorry for him. He's only still trying to do good. But everything that he touches Oliver, people die. I think that's why we learn no matter what, how bad things get for him, he'll always have his family around him and his friends that care for him and will stand by him.
Agreed.
And I want to know what happens when we come back with Dig. I mean, it looks like they're caught up with him, but I'm sure that's no fault of Prometheus. And of course, the big bombshell for the end of the this season episode is Laurel. She's still alive.
Yes!
So how can that be?
I have no idea.
That's going to be an interesting storyline. So we're still going to continue when we come back in January with Prometheus and see what goes on there. But I just wanted to wish you, Mike, you and your family, a happy Christmas, and I hope you enjoy the holidays and have a good break in the hiatus. And I hope to be back and talk to you in the new year, and we start it all over again. And and I hope you have a wonderful time with your family. See you next year. Bye.
There it is, Miss Anna P. You can follow her on Twitter at Traveler15. That is her Twitter handle. I think in her email, what you hear in the background is some type of electrical storm that's happening in Australia at the time. So don't worry. I've talked to her. Everything's fine. She's still alive. She hit some big points. That ending, man, that was a serious cliffhanger. At first, I was like, maybe that's Prometheus. Maybe it's that shape-shifting dude. I don't know. But if she's alive, how the hell? That is going to throw that. Just what? Mind-blowing. I was not prepared for that ending. When the U.S. Marshals find Diggs, that had to be totally Prometheus, right, everybody? He is just taking one down by down by down. What's her face? Lilia, the reporter, whatever, not Lily, because that's Diggs' wife, but whatever that freaking reporter's name is. I don't like her, but inviting over Oliver over to her apartment and grabs the vodka, that has something to do with it. She's gonna slam him also. I don't trust all these people. And I know that Prometheus is probably giving her information. I'm just not, I can't stand that reporter. I think Prometheus is a mystery. We don't know what he and who he is. But I totally agree with her. I believe it is somebody that Oliver took down. The way that he was laying down the dead bodies as Oliver in the past in season one came and apparently killed his father. Seeing all that mapped out. This has been in the works for a very long time. So I can't wait to see who Prometheus is. I really can't. Paul and Curtis, I don't care about. I don't care about the relationship. I don't care. Paul, Curtis is a wannabe superhero. Let him do his thing. And for Paul to be not as understanding and all that stuff, I was like, just go. When I watched, I was like, just go, Paul. Go. Just go. And I still say it to this day. I think Curtis is better off staying off the streets and behind a computer with Felicity. I think they could do so much more damage together instead of him on the streets. Because I really thought when Prometheus threw that star at him, I was like, yes, Curtis is dead. He should have listened to me. But he's alive. All right, people. Well, that's it. This mid-season episode finale, what are you going to call it? I thought it was really, really, really good. Some big, giant moments. I hope Evelyn gets her face smacked around by freaking Laurel as the Black Canary. That would be a badass. This mid-season finale was dope, and I can't wait. It returns on Wednesday, January 25th. I'm sure Anna B will be back. Thanks for everybody that's been tuning in and liking and resharing and all that good stuff. We'll talk again once the new season, well, once the season returns. All right, people, if you want to check out more of our stuff, you can always go to iTunes and search Talking Arrow. It's there. Or go to my blog, iwatchmike.com. Everything is there as well. Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy. Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. And iwatchmike on Facebook and Mike the Movie Guy on Snapchat. Everything's on the blog, iwatchmike.com. All right? And if you can't listen to it there on iTunes, you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, and you can subscribe on there and not miss a show. There's a ton of other stuff that I do there as well. So everybody have a great weekend, remainder weekend. It is Sunday football, but this coming up week, have a good one. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.